Commentator Reynolds Price has a strong, rich, clear, deep voice, a pleasure to hear. But sometimes when he's speaking, he finds his voice has a mind of its own.
I've had a lifelong accent problem. Though born and reared, mostly happily, in a village in North Carolina, I tend to speak like the person I'm talking with, provided I like them or am trying to disarm them. After a career that's included a good deal of travel in America, continental Europe, the Middle East, and a four-year residency in England, blessedly long before American popular culture beguiled those islands, I suppose my prevailing accent is the one you hear now, the accent of a middle-class American who now and then flashes a hint of his deep-dyed southernness and his happy years in Britain. The longer I live, the more I hear the southernness returning to my voice in full flood. In relaxed situations, I say, y'all, when I mean several of you. I mostly drop the ings off the ending of verbs and adjectives, and the looping length of my conversational and written sentences is a dead giveaway of Tar Heel jeans. Veterans of a southern childhood, white or black, in the 1930s and 40s at least, remain addicted to either the rapidly proliferating syntax and rhythms of our lush and twining regional greenery, or to the monosyllabic yep and nope of our mascot mammal, the all but vanished mule. My deepening southernness is not the problem. That lies in my tendency to assume fairly instantly the vocal and linguistic colorations of any tolerable person I'm with. Other novelists and college professors, grocery checkout clerks, senators from the flatlands of the Midwest, and loggers from the woods of Oregon. Since I inherited a gene for mimicry from my father, I even become, to the ear at least, an apparently presentable Indian from the Punjab, a taxi driver from Ghana, a Briton of almost any region or social standing, a nearly incomprehensible guest from Uzbekistan. And the heart of the problem is only uncovered if the senator or the taxi driver feels condescended to, or if some bystanding third party who happens to know me gives signs of alarm as I undergo the metamorphosis. What do I think I'm doing? I'm certainly not engaging in a display of personal skill, nor asking for the least congratulation, and the last thing I'm doing is making fun of my companion. I honestly think I'm trying to disappear as me. Some primeval urge compels me to speak your language precisely at the speed and in the voice you speak it. I can even reproduce your gravelly hoarseness or your dulcet drone. I'm surely trying to be what I deeply wanted to be as a child, your utterly trustworthy, totally cost-free, invisible friend.
Reynolds Price is a novelist, and he teaches English at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina.